When settlers moved west, some towns hailed prospective residents with the lure of free land. That's still the case in some places. I'll take you to one of those counties on this edition of the American Countryside.
It's time to give back to your roots and make this your best growing season with Radiate. Radiate's patented formulation of plant growth regulators help develop longer, stronger, healthier roots to improve nutrient uptake. And now, when you give back to your roots, you give back to FFA. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Radiate are proud to support national FFA alumni and supporters chapter grant programs across the country. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions crop consultant about Radiate or go online to RadiateRoots.com for more details. Always read and follow label directions. Check registration in your state.
How do you make sure your farm is ready for tax season? What about the latest technology for 2019? Those are some of the topics we're tackling on Farming the Countryside.
If prices are strong on relatively new used equipment, is there a soft spot for people willing to take on something older?
For our Farm Journal family, I just wrote advice for 2019. My advice was to look at the soft spot.
I'm Andrew McCray, your host for Farming the Countryside, a podcast brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Listen to Farming the Countryside on the AgriTalk app or wherever you get your favorite podcast.
Stacy Schmidt is the executive director of the Smoky Hill Development Corporation in Ellsworth, Kansas. In the early 2000s, the county offered free lots of land for people willing to move there and build a home. There was also down payment assistance for those wanting to purchase an existing home. The program brought 137 people to the county. Stacy looks back on the successes.
The impact of any one person to the community is huge. You are adding tax base, you're adding sales tax, you're adding shopping, you're adding population. We all are fighting to maintain our populations. It really does matter. So 137, I'd say, is pretty significant and very successful.
No lots are available in Ellsworth, Kansas today. However, Stacy works to bring people to the entire county, and she notes the town of Wilson does have the program.
Wilson is a great community close to Wilson Lake. It's beautiful over there. They've got a historic Midland Railroad Hotel. It's a great community to raise your children, a wonderful school district, and good opportunity.
You can find the details on the web at SmokyHillDevCorp.com. Stacy's audience could be anyone in the country, and that can make marketing difficult for a small town like Wilson.
We are marketing all the way to the coast. So that, of course, is expensive, so we have to figure out what is the right means of doing that. And really, again, we're marketing quality of life.
Stacy says this is very much a process. You're talking about people in some cases moving long distances to a place that may be very different from where they currently reside.
You can't just give them an application. You're going to take some time and spend several phone calls with them. You have to show them what the lifestyle looks like here.
Traveling the Countryside in Ellsworth, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.